This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
I've seen no one stop to And then it gets weird at the end, and that goes on for a while. I'm not going to subject you to that, but it was great up to the weirdness at that. But that's Jim Bryson there kicking off today's Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name's Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock or whenever you're listening to this, really, and whenever I'm recording it. We're pre-recorded, could make it live down to the studio. We're at the Gateway Festival in Bengo, Saskatchewan. I think that's how you say it anyway, Bengo. First time I've been looking at this festival for years and finally decided to make the commitment and head on out there. So we're not in the studio. I'm going to assume that we had a great time. It's a bit of a weird festival. It's actually only Friday and Saturday. There's nothing on Sunday. So technically, you know, I could have been here I couldn't. So we're not here. Don't call us. But I love your emails, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Love your Facebook messages. Find the show there, Tell the Band to Go Home. On Twitter, you can twit me. Jeff Robson is me there, and Jeff Robson is me here in this basement of the Sunset Saloon. And it's our 750th show. 750. That seems like a lot. And it seems like one of those milestones that maybe some people would be smart enough to celebrate. And I'm not really that smart. I'm not good at parties. When I throw parties, nobody comes. So I'm not going to do that. But we are going to have some fun and party out a little bit. But that's what we try to do every single week here on the program. Well, we got reason to party. We kicked it off with something from Jim Bryson from his last record from 2016, Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. Wasn't that great? Well, it turns out that Jim is already putting out something new. And I say already because he's not been that prolific in his own music career lately. So it's a pleasant surprise to see this EP. Now, I kind of wonder, actually, if this EP has been done for a long time, because his last record, Somewhere We Will Find Our Place, was in the can for a long time, waiting to be released proper. And while he was waiting for it to be released, he went and recorded another EP that he said was probably going to be out before the record came out. Well, the EP never came out. The record came out, and it did great. So I'm wondering if this is that EP that was recorded a long time ago. I seem to remember it being an acoustic thing, though, and this is definitely not acoustic, based on the first track, which you're going to hear in just a second. This is first track. Oh, my God. So his new EP comes out in September, September 14th. It comes out. It's called something. It's called Tired of Waiting. Yeah, that's it. Tired of Waiting. And which kind of makes sense, you know, if that's what it was called when he was waiting for the record to come out. So why he's still tired of waiting, I don't know. Six tracks on this thing. We got one, and it's blown my mind. I'm listening to it on hardcore repeat lately. So much so that I'm dreaming about Jim Bryson. Last night I had a dream about Jim Bryson. I went over to his house because I couldn't wait for a copy of this EP. So I went to his house to get a copy of it. I don't know, I guess, you know, the internet didn't exist or something. So I go to his house. And it was taking place now, just before this festival that I was going to. And at his house, there was guitar players everywhere, and they were all scrambling to get to different festivals. Luke Doucette was there. He was chasing his kid, Jimmy, and getting his guitars together. He's got 1,000 guitars. So he had his hands full. Stephen Fearing was there for some reason. He had his stuff. He's organized. He's ready to go. He's heading off to the Calgary Folk Festival. I don't think he's actually playing the Calgary Folk Festival, but it was a dream. And then Jim and Colin Cripps were busy scrambling, getting all their gear, mostly amps, as I recall. They were gathering together amps because they were going to play at the Gateway Festival with Kathleen Edwards. And so you know you've been listening to a little too much Jim Bryson, and you know you're a little too excited about going to see Kathleen Edwards at the Gateway Festival. But here's why. Check this out. We're going to rock out for a little bit, okay? I hope you can handle it on a Sunday afternoon. Check out this new track from Jim Bryson. It'll blow your mind. Tell the band to go home. We'll be right back. Yes, this is still Tell the Band to Go Home. And no, I haven't lost my mind. It's, you know, I told you off the beginning, it's our 750th episode. So we're having a party, and it's my party, and I'll play 80s influenced synth pop if I want to. Damn it. So Dietmar and I, we were in England a couple of weeks ago, and we were shopping at the legendary Rough Trade Records. Oh my God, I never even thought that about going to Rough Trade Records, but Dietmar takes me there. And I'm looking around, and this place is amazing. And on the stereo, there's this music, and it's not my thing usually, but there's something about it. It kind of catches me off guard, and the more I listen, the more I like. And you know, back in the olden days, you had to go up to the counter and ask what was playing. But now we got the Shazam, right? So I Shazammed this thing, and turns out it was that right there. It's a band called the Wild Moccasins. They have a record called Look Together. We heard Temporary Vase. And I have to admit, I freaking love it. I love it. I love it. I've listened to that record so many times over the past couple of weeks. And, you know, it's not your usual singer-songwriter fare. I'll give you that. It's kind of, you know, dumb pop music. But holy cow, I like it a lot. It reminds me a lot of the band we heard before that, Rilo Kiley. I had a similar experience shopping at Music Trader years ago. Heard Rilo Kiley on the stereo, and I kind of thought, oh, this isn't really my thing, but I got to know more about it. And I went up and asked Jay, and I bought a copy right then and there, and I've loved it ever since. So we heard Portions for Foxes off that record that I heard way back when, More Adventurous. Still love that record. Before that, had to slip that in. I don't know, that first song kind of got me to thinking about another song that I listen to far too often. It's so great. It's called Get Out by a band called Frightened Rabbit from Scotland. I wish I had known more about Frightened Rabbit when I could have. Unfortunately, last month or a month before, lead singer, songwriter, Scott Hutchison, he ended his own life, which is a tragedy because I'm really digging that band. They're called Frightened Rabbit. Bought a couple of their records at a record store in London. I think it was called Foop or something stupid like that, but a great store, and got some great deals on Frightened Rabbit, if you're ever in the neighborhood. And we kicked it off with something brand new from Jim Bryson, Cut Bait, from his new EP, Tired of Waiting. Holy cow, do I love that. I would play that song for you over and over again on a loop, because I've been listening to it kind of on a loop for the past while. He described it as scrappy little 3 minutes of joy, and I think that pretty much sums it up. So good. So good. I forgot to tell you the best part of my dream. So I go to Jim Bryson's house and all these musicians are there. And then I go to the festival, and at the festival, like, we're actually camping at the festival, but at the festival they had us staying in these weird quarters. It was like this big communal thing with like beds and little rooms everywhere. And I was sleeping on this like tree house way up high. And it was literally in a tree. I had to climb this tree to get to this little rickety bed on this treehouse. And I slept there for a night or something. And then the next day, Charlie Whitten was playing. And there was nowhere for Charlie to sleep. So Charlie came up and slept in my treehouse. And we're both big dudes. And it was just a little bed. And it was a little weird. You know, I love Charlie. I do. He's a handsome man. I'd go gay for him. Right, Dietmar? But it was still a little weird. Okay, so that's the end of my dream. And too much information. All right, we're going to get back to some singer-songwritery kind of things. Here, let's ease into it. Let's start with this one right here. This is brand new from Mrs. Jason Isbell. She's trying to break out of that shadow, and she's gaining more recognition on her own for sure. She's got a new record coming out next week, actually, and here's the first track off of it. This is called Parking Lot Pirouette. This is Amanda Shires on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Constellations make the burning jewels. I cut through the Rockies like some unholy blade. The icy depths of the Pacific I have bathed. Wherever I wander, wherever I stray, the rustle wheat fields start calling my name, calling my name. Let me die in the country that I love the most. I'm a plain to see plainsman, and this I will boast. My heart, it lies far from the east or west coast. This plain to see plainsman is longing for home, longing for home. Well, the North folk are dandy, they don't mind the cold. The South has filled up both my belly and soul. I know when I'm gray and I know when I'm old. These bones will cry out for the place they were born, the place they were born. Let me die in the country that I love the most. I'm a plain to see plainsman, and this I will boast. My heart, it lies far from the east or west coast. This plain to see plainsman is longing for home, longing for home. I met beautiful women, a pleasure to see. Road-bitten bikers and barefoot hippies. Junkies and saints on my travels I'd greet. far too few homesick young plainsmen like me. Plainsmen like me. Let me die in the country that I love the most. I'm a plain to see plainsman, and this I will boast. My heart, it lies far from the east or west coast. This plain to see plainsman is longing for home, longing for home.
Sandra, I'm ready to go. I don't want to be here anymore. You're wasted and I'm bored. I suppose I'll show myself back to the door. Do you remember yesterday? Did the conversation we had about life just float away? I sat you down, I chose to say, you're gonna be better off without me in the way. You see everybody running around, losing their mind. You wanted me to hang around and now I'm losing mine. 1,000 days and you'll be doing fine without me. Without me. Life is wonderful on my own. A million hours left to waste in a warm window. But all I ever wanna do is fall in love, to reconvene with every dream that I've been dreaming of. You see everybody running around with their head in the clouds. All of us are doing our best to figure it out. 1,000 tears and you'll be doing fine. Without me. Without me. Every night I'm growing colder, and every moon I'm feeling older. The cavalier is burning through my heart. I never want to be alone, but here I am pacing round my empty home. All in all, it's nothing without love. Thinking about you, all the curiosities near and far. What color is your hair? How I miss the way you stare. Do you still drive around your golden car? Do the birds still sing outside your window? Or is
the mandolin I gave you still in tune? To this day you've never tried to get in touch with me, and I've never tried to get in touch with you. You see everybody running around in a crazy crowd. It's hard to hear when everyone's shouting out. A broken heart is never hard to find. But darling, is it yours or is it mine? All in all, I hear you're doing fine without me. Without me. La-da-dee-da. La-da-dee-da. We'll be right back.
station. You're looking for a standing ovation. You look like you could use a vacation. You tried to pin a tail on the wind, but you didn't know where to begin. And the room is starting to spin. Over and over again, you try and try.
Message for aspiring artists. Don't write things because your management tells you to. Though I love mine, they can make my job harder. Sometimes they cause me to confuse the reasons, the meaning, the feeling that I reach for every day, sometimes grasp, and sometimes celebrate. They are scared that you will not understand sawed-off shotgun, so they want me to explain it to you. They are scared because of Columbine, because of Paris, because of Las Vegas, because of white kids with guns, because of fools who misinterpret the meaning of freedom, because of fools alike who misinterpret the word of God, because of the NRA, because of Ted Nugent, because of ISIS, because of Trump, because of slavery, because of misogyny, because of Ike Turner, because everyone is scared, because everyone is pointing fingers and drawing lines in the sand. I don't blame them. I am scared too, but I will not explain my song to you. If you like it, I hope you understand that I wrote it for you. If you don't, I hope you understand that I wrote it for you too. If you are hurting, I hope it helps. If it doesn't, I'm sorry for that. I know that some people know feelings that I do not. Just know that I am not celebrating anyone's sadness. I am not celebrating a thing in the world with this song. I am sad too, because of Ritalin, because of AR-15s, because of fentanyl, because of Jesus, because I can't pay the rent, because of Detroit, because of Flint, because of John Wayne, because I keep having panic attacks and going to the hospital, because of Lena Dunham, because of the Bank of America, because of Syria, a country that was beautiful before the war, but we wouldn't know. Because I miss my girl, because of Robert E. Lee, because of the Clintons, because my mother just returned from surgery and I was scared the pain in her stomach was cancer, because of cocaine, because of McDonald's, because of Jordan B. Peterson, who I can't help but agree with on a couple things, not all things, and I don't even know if that's okay anymore. Because I miss Campo Viejo, because California is turning gray, because of the Marlboro Man, because the litter on the side of the road in Prince Edward Island is probably from Ontarian tourists, because I'm still trying to figure out who I am without alcohol dancing in my veins. I would like to know your reasons, whoever you are, not for comparison or debate, but to feel, to grow, to learn. I want to feel like you, though I never will. And sometimes I don't because I'm scared of the pain. But I hope we can try, you and I. As for the song, know this is true. I only wrote it because I love you.
Mother, I don't wanna take my medicine. 24 years in the gutter again. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Everybody's acting like they're all alright. I can barely get myself to sleep at night. I'm sick of it. Yeah, I'm sick of it. Take these pills. I'm sick of being okay against my will. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Ain't a thing in this world that I'm gonna miss. It's all fake smiles and leather jackets. We're full of.
That's right, our little folk show, little singer-songwriter folk show. Tell the band to go home. That's a band from Kingston, Ontario. They're called the Glorious Sons, and I think there's a lot there. I quite like the Glorious Sons in a lot of ways. I think they have a lot of great songs, and as you might have picked up on there, there's some real there's some substance there. There's a message, you know. that matters. Unfortunately, their fans are absolutely the worst, like the worst. Like think of the worst, drunkest, most obnoxious Lugan you ever saw at a Tragically Hip show. Remember that guy? He's a Glorious Sons fan now. So going to see them is not always a pleasure, believe me, but it's you know, it's kind of worth it. That's the Glorious Sons there. That's a song called SOS Sawed Off Shotgun there on our little singer-songwriter folk show. Before that, we heard something brand new from Aaron Lee Tastian. He's got a brand new record coming out real soon. We heard If Not Now, When from Aaron Lee. I believe he did that one at the Social Distortion show. Another show with some pretty awful fans, as I witnessed. Before Aaron Lee, we heard something brand new from Andrew Combs. He's got a new EP coming out called Five Covers and a Song. That was one of the covers, a cover of The Strokes. But you knew that, of course. You're all big Strokes fans. I didn't know that, but I do like Andrew. Interesting EP, this five songs and a cover. He covers Loudon Wainwright III, covers Radiohead. That great song from Blake Mills, Don't Tell Our Friends About Me. Frankly, I like Blake's version better. Lucinda covers I Envy the Wind, and there's a new song as well. And it comes out, well, I guess by the time you hear this, it looks like it's already out, but it's not out for me. Andrew Combs, he's playing real soon, actually, beginning of August in Minneapolis. And the thing that I don't get, well, okay, I really like Andrew Combs, but I want to see him because largely because his bass player on tour is our friend Charlie Witten, who we just hung out with in Germany. And this tour, it makes absolutely no sense. They're playing the Turf Club in St. Paul on August the 17th. It's a Friday. And then they have until the 22nd to get from Minneapolis, St. Paul, to Seattle, Washington. So my math isn't good, about 5 days to drive from St. Paul to Seattle. And Charlie told me they are driving. But why aren't they stopping in Winnipeg on the way? Or at least, you know, stop in Fargo. I know Andrew's played Fargo before. I'd go to that, but I don't know. It's annoying. Check it out, Andrew Combs. We also heard in there something new from Raylan Baxter's new album, Wide Awake, we heard Without Me. Coulter Wall's got a new one called Songs of the Plains, and something brand new from Amanda Shires. She's got a brand new record coming out as well. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return pre-recorded after these.